This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The fallout from the shootings at a Broward County high school has reverberated far and wide, and Governor Rick Scott is right in the sights of the Florida Democratic Party. They've issued a list of grievances against the governor for what they call a long record of opposing gun safety and money to treat mental illnesses. So let's get right to the bottom of this with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Allison, the Democrats in a news release said that Scott ended $20 million in funding for mental health care despite Florida already ranking at the bottom. Now, that's a lot of money, Allison. What are the facts here?
All right, so we rated this half true. First things first, there's really little doubt that Florida ranks near the bottom when it comes to mental health funding. We've looked at this claim before, and Florida ranked 51st in per capita spending in fiscal year 2014. So that part of the claim checks out. Now, the second half of the claim about Governor Rick Scott ending the stream of money definitely needs some context. This was a non-recurring funds, meaning it wasn't meant to last forever. So Scott didn't really end it as much as he didn't use his executive authority to fill the gap in funding. And there were multiple times when lawmakers called on Scott to do something about this gap in spending. And he said that he wasn't as concerned because he felt like his 2018-19 fiscal budget really covered those gaps. There's a lot of context to be sorted out, because to say that Governor Rick Scott ended it is a little too far, but he definitely had the opportunity to fill the gap.
Well, the other half of this equation is, what relevance would this money, if it had been allocated, have done for the Parkland shooting? I mean, Nicholas Cruz, would it really have affected him in any way?
We spoke to some mental health advocates and people who work within the mental health system in Florida, and they said it was really spent on a full gamut of mental health and substance abuse services. And one thing that took a particular hit in Central Florida were these child crisis centers who provide therapists and mental health providers to children. So we can't say for certain that this funding would have stopped Nicholas Cruz, but I definitely think it's not too far to make the assumption that this funding definitely went to an array of mental health services that could have been applicable to Cruz.
All right, who knows, right?
Yeah, really, who knows, but I definitely don't think it's a stretch after talking with experts on it.
All right, moving on to our next fact check in the wake of the Parkland shootings. A lot of bloggers out there have taken aim at one of the teenagers who's taken to the airwaves to push for more gun control. An aide for Tampa State Representative Sean Harrison told a reporter that student David Hogg and another teen were actors who traveled to various crises when they happened. Now, he got fired for that comment, but Allison, are there really things called crisis actors?
Okay, so this claim is just pants on fire. The idea of crisis actors comes up a lot after school shootings, but the idea that David Hogg, who is, of course, a student at Stoneman Douglas High School, is a crisis actor, there's no evidence to support that point. I think the big reason that this became kind of a conspiracy theory is because he was seen in this CBS This Morning video in California, where he often visits. So a lot of people kind of saw him in California and wondered, how can he be in California and be a student in Florida? But there's really a simple explanation. He was visiting California. I believe he once lived in California and makes visits there often. So there's really just no evidence to back this claim up.
Big fat pants on fire there.
Yes.
Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for being a calm voice in the storm of accusations.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.